Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the one, the only, Jesus Jones, everybody. Jesus Jones, take it away. Jesus Jones, everybody. Jesus Jones. Playing those good old Jesus Jones hits we've come to love and respect. Do you want to play that while I'm doing this? Because you can if you want. Jesus Jones is going to accompany me tonight. Hello, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby. We are in Washington, D.C., the seat of power, the capital of the world, where big things happen. Listen, guys, I don't know if you know about this street. It's called K Street. I go on K Street every day, making deals, changing laws, K Streeting it up. Next to K Street is L Street. You know what L stands for? Fucking losers. I only hang out on K Street. That's where the money is, guys. I've been reading this book. This very important book. No, it's not the Bible, you fucking losers. Go to L Street. It's called This Town. This motherfucking town. I wrote that book. Guys, I am this town. I am the most powerful, important man in Washington, D.C. Plural D.C.'s, motherfuckers. What other lawmaker, what other lobbyist has Jesus Jones as their house band? No one. Fuck them. I'm the most important motherfucker there is. It's me and Jay-Z. We hang out every day. Did you know Jay-Z runs this town as well? He runs multiple towns. Yeah, he's on a song with Alicia Keys talking about New York. That's a lie. Jay-Z and me, we're on K Street. Side note, this feels like slam poetry. Postscript to the side note, I'm enjoying it way too much. A lot of people come into Washington, D.C., they're like, where's the power? Where's the money? I'm going to go to the Washington Monument. I'm like, motherfucker, I don't wear braces. Fuck you. I'm on K Street. Going out for dinners. Going out for liquid lunches. Fucking more attractive people than me because I'm rich. That's how this town runs, man. Yes, I'm a lawmaker, and that's okay. I hate poor people, and that makes me very important and powerful. That's why I live here. I don't actually live in the district. Only poor people live in the district. I live other places. My favorite place to party? Not K Street, Georgetown. Georgetown is my favorite town in all of the nation. Meet the press? Meet my dick, because I'm rich. This is a public service announcement for the poor people. Fuck off. Get a job. I'm going to tax you and take all the money, bring it back to K Street. That's where I live, bitch. But not actually. I work on K Street. I work for me and only me. It makes me feel powerful. It makes me feel like I'm part of this town. This town, everybody, is changing the world. You know what good pizza is in D.C.? It's not here. I got rid of all the good pizza in D.C. And all these other book reviewers are mad that I got rid of the good pizza. Fuck those other book reviewers. I am this town. I don't believe in God. I believe in me. I believe in money. I believe in that weird pyramid with the eye. I believe in the Illuminati. I am the Illuminati. I am this town. I am the king of the fucking nerds, guys. You know that movie Revenge of the Nerds? I don't need revenge. I'm rich. And ladies and gentlemen, that's why we do this talk show. To tell everybody how rich I am and how I run this town and how everyone that's not in the district has no idea what the fuck I'm talking about because this shit doesn't matter and it will be irrelevant in 2 weeks. Ladies and gentlemen, that is this town. We have a good show tonight. We have Jesus Jones on guitar. That's right. You clap for Jesus Jones. I tell you when to clap. I run this. We have the Doozies. I'm excited to hear them play rock and roll because I like to appeal to poor people that like rock and roll because I'm rich and I like horrible music. We have Nate Johnson on the show. He's going to tell jokes. We have Dana Bell on the show. She's going to give tips. Tips for poor people. I'm rich. We have a special guest coming up. But before we get to that, Jesus Jones is going to take it away and play a slightly different song in a different key. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Jesus Jones, everybody. Play a different song, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus Jones. It's very nice to have you here. I appreciate your expertise on guitar. You're using your fingers. You're using your abilities. You're using what God gave you. It's nice to see people take faith in the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Coming to the stage for our first guest of the night is a very important man in pop culture. He's making a big announcement tonight. I don't know if he's in the room yet. Is he in the room yet?
Yeah.
Perfect. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for someone I've wanted on the show since we started the show. Bert from Sesame Street, everybody. Bert from Sesame Street, come on up here, buddy. Bert, how are you?
Hey, how's it going? I'm good.
Yeah. Good. Thanks for doing the show. It's like a lifelong dream to have somebody from such a great television show on this show.
Yeah, I'm on the show Sesame Street.
You're on the show Sesame Street. The show's been going a long time.
It's been going a while. You might know me. I have a roommate.
You do?
Ernie. He's my best friend.
Yeah.
He wears horizontal stripes on his turtleneck,
yes.
And I wear vertical stripes on my turtleneck.
Yeah. That's how people tell you apart.
I'm a little bit taller and yellow, and he's an orange hue, not a perfect orange, but he's a hue.
He's not like offensive to the eye.
No, it's not like gonna burn through your retinas or anything like that.
Yeah.
His skin color is an acceptable skin color.
Absolutely, because it's important to have acceptable skin color on Sesame Street. We've learned that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, Bert, I've asked you to do the show.
A little bit about myself.
Okay, go ahead.
I like bland foods.
What are some of your favorite foods?
I like oatmeal.
That's a good. Do you have it in the morning?
Yeah,
that's the perfect time to have oatmeal.
It's my favorite food, really. And then my favorite drink is unflavored fizzy water.
That's club soda.
Yeah, and that's Ernie and I are really just getting into fights all the time because he likes whipped creams. And sweets and stuff like that, and I really like bland foods, and that's one difference between the two of us.
So you're like a yin and a yang, like you even each other out.
Yeah, but we're still best friends.
That's really cool.
We're still best friends. Although, sometimes I feel a little bit of friction between the two of us because he has another best friend. I only have one best friend. It's kind of weird. He's two best friends. And I have one best friend. My one best friend is Ernie, obviously.
Yeah, and Ernie has two.
Is me and Rubber Ducky.
Rubber Ducky, yeah.
And so...
But Rubber Ducky is yellow like you.
He's yellow like me, but, that doesn't mean he's not a fucking slut. So...
Yeah, that's true.
So...
Now, Bert, I've asked you to do the show for the last 4 years we've been doing the show.
Yeah.
And you've always said no.
Yeah.
What changed?
Well, we were on the cover of The New Yorker recently.
Pretty famous cover, yeah.
And there was a... We were watching television, Ernie and I, and the picture is from behind, and on the screen is the Supreme Court. It was a big week for Supreme Court decisions last week.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I have an announcement to make about myself.
Let's slow down a second. You and Bert and Ernie were on the cover of The New Yorker?
The
New Yorker. That sold in New
York.
Me
and Ernie.
I'm sorry, Bert.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Okay, I apologize.
So I was on the I was on the cover of The New Yorker, and we were watching the Supreme Court, and I think I'm getting to the point where I'm sick and tired of hiding it, and... I'm sick and tired of living this way, and we need to make an announcement. It was a big week.
So that's why you came on the show.
Supreme Court. Yeah, I came to Washington, D.C., because it's the vagina of the Supreme Court. That's where the Supreme Court comes from.
Yeah. Yeah. So are you ready to make your big announcement?
So, yeah, this is like
I'm here to support you, buddy.
But last week, the Supreme Court made a decision, and it affects both Ernie and I and our lifestyles. I'm ready to admit that I really hate black people voting. I really hate it when they vote.
It was
a big deal for us when the Supreme Court said that black people aren't allowed to vote anymore.
Stop.
Ernie and I don't know how many N's are on Sesame Street, but we need to clear
Wait, Bert, slow down.
I didn't say the word. I didn't say
I
the
know
word.
That. Thank you for not saying the word, but that being said.
I hate them, though.
I hate it
when they vote. Oh, my God.
Wait.
Jesus Christ. It's so annoying. You know, like, just give me a vote. Give me a vote. Like, they just want to just like entitlements, you know, like just don't get me started on how entitled they are to voting.
Now, Bert, I agree with everything you're saying, but that's not why I thought you wanted to do the show.
No, I had to announce how much I hate black people, or minorities, just all minorities, really. Like,
Bert, you live on Sesame Street.
Yeah,
it's full of minorities. That's kind of one of the things about the show.
Yeah,
it's everyone's Bert, welcome on Sesame Street.
Yeah,
it's a wonderful, lovely place.
Yeah, really, it's so lovely. Yeah, it's great. It's disgusting. Okay. They're panhandlers everywhere, okay? They're little fucking kids annoying me throughout the day. I'm just trying to have unflavored fizzy waters. That's my favorite drink.
Why don't you just move if you're such a racist?
I like the diversity.
That makes sense. Why?
But the voting, come on.
Okay, stop. You
come
and
on,
Ernie.
Get it. Why do they have to vote? Come on, what's the big.
You and Ernie have
just
lived together.
Just let orange people and yellow people vote. And by yellow people, I mean Asian people and me, which I am an Asian. I'm a very proud Asian person.
Doesn't that make you a minority? Yeah.
No, I'm not really a minority. It doesn't really count. You can make fun of Asian people, you can't make fun of the other kinds, like grouches.
I wasn't referring to grouches, but okay.
Disgusting.
Listen. I thought you were going to come on the show and talk about how you love your partner, and now you're going to get married.
What are you talking about?
Because you and Ernie have lived together for decades, and you seem to have this.
What are you talking? We live together. We're best friends.
How long have you lived together?
What's the big fucking deal?
Your pet peeve is questions all the time about how I live with your best friend.
30 years of these fucking questions about I just live with my best friend. I just love it. A sports team loves each other. Like that's
name one sports team.
I can't actually.
That's okay. Go ahead.
No, that's really all I had to
say.
Good. I'm a racist.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, please support Sesame Street. They are funded by the Public Broadcasting Corporation.
Don't even get me started on public. Oh, my God. They want to make everything public nowadays. What about unpublic? What about
private?
What about private? That's my question. Mitt Romney, you know, don't never forget.
Please put your hands together for the horrible racist Bert from Sesame Street,
all right,
everybody.
All right, okay, cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've wanted to have this fellow hate monger on the show for a long time, and I'm finally glad he's here. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the very funny Mr. Nate Johnson, everybody. Nate's going to do some stuff. Play him on Jesus Jones. Do some time and then take a seat.
All right. Hey, guys. Thank you for having me. Did anybody else drive here? No. Good call. Because I drove here, and I'm not a D.C. resident, and the old parking rules were if you weren't a resident, you could park for 2 hours. And then recently they changed the rules to no parking between 7 a.m. and midnight. And, like, at that point, why not just say no parking? But I guess somebody at D.C. parking enforcement was like, we don't want to mess with booty calls. If it's 2 a.m. and you're trying to stick it in, fuck it. Go ahead and park. The rest of the time, no parking in the city. Can I just apologize to you guys for my voice? Don't worry. Not as nervous as I sound. I just always sound like I'm asking a girl out on a date. And that's because I have a disability. And, like, sometimes when I bring up my disability, people tense up and they're like, I'm not going to laugh at anything. Because, like, we want to laugh at the disabled because they do funny things, but we're not allowed to. But what I'm saying is, guys, I brought it up at a comedy show. This is your chance. One thing that happens to me is my fingers bend involuntarily. Gets pretty awkward on dates when I get a door for a woman and she's like, oh, he's such a gentleman. He's trying to shoot somebody on Kenyon. Worst time to have twitchy fingers is when I'm shaking hands. Yeah, every once in a while I will scratch a palm. Yeah. Yeah, if I scratched your palm, you'd be like, this guy wants to meet me in the bathroom, right? And it doesn't help when I'm like, I'm handicapped. Because then you're like, oh, you want to meet me in the handicap stall. So there will be plenty of room to do everything. My knees bend involuntarily, too. Also pretty awkward on dates when a woman turns around and sees this. It's like, oh, he's proposing. 10 minutes into the first date. No wonder he sounds so nervous. Now I got to meet Obama, you guys. Give it up for Obama if you like him. Okay. You know what? Just whatever you believe politically, just assume that I believe what you believe. Just better that way. But I was pretty psyched to meet him because he's like the president, right, you guys? So going into this, I was like, I have to make sure that Obama thinks I'm cool. Yeah, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to call him Mr. President as many times as possible. And he's going to be like, this guy's doing a goof. He gets me. We're equals. So I'm ready to do this, and I step forward to shake his hand, and I'm like, Mr. President, and then my knee trips out, and I start going down and in, like I'm getting ready to motorboat Obama, and he didn't look excited about it. He got that face he gets every time Joe Biden says something, and the Secret Service wasn't having it either. They went for their guns, like, you're not motorboating anybody. Luckily, I was just able to collapse at his feet and then scramble up again and be like, I'm just really excited to meet you. Scratched his palm a little. Here's the thing, though, you guys. We spoke briefly, and during that time, he laughed and smiled at me. And I was like, oh, my God. I just made the president laugh in, like, a condescending, I'm retarded kind of way. But still, big moment for me. So, guys, I feel like we could use some energy. I'm thinking about going really dark. Will you come along with me for that?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, good. Somebody's psyched for this. Gas prices are getting pretty high. That's a thing, right? And recently, my friend came over to my house, and he was like, Nate, I got gas on the way here. It was so expensive, I feel like I got raped at the gas station. And I was like, did you get raped? Here's a story I want to hear, if you're telling me you got raped. You pulled up to the pump and got out of your car, ran the credit card through, and then put the nozzle lid on auto pump. Five burly dudes walk up. They bent you over the hood of your car and started running their dicks through the crack of your ass like credit cards. Then they fucked you and fucked you and fucked you and fucked you in the ass until your ass was so full of cum that another dick wouldn't fit in it. And then you looked up and said, "God damn, $4 is a lot of money for a gallon of gas." I'm going to end on that. Thank you all very much.
Take a seat, Nate. Very good job. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're funny. Thanks for doing the show.
Sure.
First question, I feel like this is okay because you talked about dating a lot. Are you single?
Yes.
Second question, how often do you say stick it in?
Not in my personal life, just for joke purposes.
Maybe you should swap it out. Maybe that'll help.
Yeah, I haven't had sex in 8 months. Maybe I should just be like, "Hey, baby, can I stick it in?"
How often do you say, "Hey, baby"?
Never. Only for comedic purposes. Oh, that's not...
Why are you single? You're a funny man. You have a job.
I think I'm very busy. Also,
yeah, that's the problem. All those busy people can't date. It's just too hard.
To get a little sad on you, my intuition is it's my disability.
That is really sad. Yeah. Would you date a woman with a disability?
Yeah.
Why do you like disgusting people?
Wow.
I said that because you have one, so I'm saying that.
I don't know.
Don't answer that.
Yeah.
There's no good answer for that. You're a storyteller as well.
Yes.
And you're talented in doing that.
Thank you.
People are willing to pay more to see storytelling than stand-up. Why do you stand-up at all?
Because there's like 3 story shows a month, and there's over 100 stand-up shows
a month. How many of those stand-up shows do you get paid at?
I'd say through stand-up, I make about $50 a week.
There you go. And guys, go into stand-up. It's a good career move, everybody. Hashtag stand-up. Who's your favorite Twitterer? Mine's the band Pearl Jam. You like the band Pearl Jam?
Yeah.
Pearl Jam's pretty good, guys. They're coming to Baltimore in October. Road trip. Road trip. Road trip. Why is Obama such a horrible president? Go.
Because he didn't shut down Guantanamo.
Oh, I thought we were doing like fun shit. Okay, whatever.
Okay, so I mean, I'm not into ironic racism. So yeah.
Who said anything about irony?
Okay. Fair enough.
Why aren't you into racism? Welcome to the Wonderland Ballroom, everybody. Yelp review that, okay? Just that one little nugget of truth. Go.
What?
No, I'm talking. You're funny. Thanks for doing this. You have to go do another show right now.
I do.
Yeah, don't plug that other show. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, you can find Nate on the Twitters and on the Facebook. What do you prefer people follow you on?
Twitter, at Nate Got Better.
That's a very good, positive Twitter handle. At Nate Got Better.
Yeah.
Do you hate Nate Dogg or love Nate Dogg?
Dislike, because in high school
Boo!
I was...
Nate Dogg's cool. Yeah, RIP Nate Dogg. Do you miss Nate Dogg?
I didn't know it was gone.
Dude. That's a disability right there. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together. They're very funny. Follow him on Twitter, Mr. Nate Johnson, everybody. Thank you, Nate. All right, guys. We have one more guest and then the band. It's going to be fantastic. This person was on our show last week, and she gave us very patriotic tips about what you can do for your country. While the 4th of July has passed, we've already recycled our flags. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together with an arts and crafts segment. Miss Dana Bell, everybody, play around, Jesus.
Hello, Brandon.
Dana Bell, how are you?
I'm very good. Feeling good.
You look
How
great.
Are you? Oh, thank you.
You're wearing a vertical striped shirt.
This is horizontal, Brandon.
Horizontal? I don't know where things go.
It's okay. You're a stupid American. It's fine.
I am a stupid American. Now, last week, you were the most patriotic person I had ever met. This week, you have a different accent.
No, I always have a French accent.
So. Last week you lied and used a different accent, and this week you're finally showing your true self.
Yes,
Dana.
I studied abroad in France for a semester, and I have this accent now. It's very bizarre.
Okay, now we're talking. Why are we talking about France all of a sudden?
It's a good question, Brandon.
Thank you.
It's, because this weekend is Bastille Day.
Bastille Day, everybody, give it up.
Yes.
Give it up for Bastille Day.
So, if you are not aware, many Americans, they don't know Bastille Day is a very important holiday in France. It's the day they overthrew Napoleon and got rid of all the Russians.
Yeah.
And
not a fan of the Russians.
No, they are terrible. Although they do speak French, so that is good.
Who's worse, Russians or Americans?
Americans.
Oh, that's not good. I'm American.
I know. It's that's okay. It's good that we are all here and we are learning about how to take advantage of the things you have in America, that to have a French experience.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there is a lot of... French is really the best culture.
French culture is the best culture.
Yes, actually, I learned this when I was in France, but it is actually, square footage-wise, is bigger than Texas and all of the United States. France is larger.
France is bigger than the United States of America.
It's true. It's actually, it's entirely true.
That and, sounds wrong.
No. What?
That sounds like the opposite. I think you're a dirty liar.
That is something an American would say, but you know, we are not here to argue.
We're here to learn from each other.
We are here to learn.
We're
going to
do
right.
Arts and is that true? We're doing an arts and crafts.
We are. So I'm going to teach you all how to particularly celebrate Bastille Day.
Okay.
Because there's not really a lot of French products in the United States. It's hard to get. So, for example, the first thing, this shirt, I had it imported from France.
Okay.
Because it is very hard to get striped shirts in the United States. You do not really them here.
As you can see from my outfit, nothing striped.
Nothing is striped.
Nothing striped.
No one has
I look
stripes.
Like a Mormon that likes ska music tonight.
Luckily, we do not have these Mormons in France either.
Why don't you like God?
We are very practical people, and we like to talk about philosophy.
But not God.
No.
Oh.
We are a little more sexually free and.
Yeah, absolutely. You're so now. I'm literally buttoned up right now.
Now the thing is, so you can get just a plain white shirt.
Plain white shirt. Okay.
And a pen.
And a pen.
And then you just.
You draw on the shirt, and that's how you make striped shirts.
That's how they make striped shirts in France. They're very good at it.
That's a very helpful tip, everybody.
Draw, for the listeners, I am just drawing on my shirt right now.
Now, does it matter what type of shirt you draw on?
It should be white with black or navy blue stripes.
Okay.
Sometimes red.
My favorite store is Old Navy. Is that very French?
No, it is not.
I love Old Navy. They have good American flag T-shirts every 4th of July. That's my favorite.
We do not do that, but you do have good colors, so that is good.
Good, good.
You have good colors. Okay, so let's move on. Okay. So French bread is wonderful.
French bread is wonderful.
So for this one, you do not have French bread in the United States, but you do have hot dogs.
Okay.
And you can get a hot dog bun.
Okay.
So I'm holding a hot dog bun for the listeners. And they look like little mini baguettes.
Hot dog buns, mini baguettes.
They look like little mini baguettes. So you just take the same pen that you drew on your shirt with.
Okay.
And you just draw the little stripes.
That makes sense.
And then you are like a giant with a little mini Parisian baguette.
Oh, that's so cute.
And you just take...
That's adorable.
Yes.
Now, when you put your baguettes and your striped shirts on, do you eat the baguette?
Yes, you can eat it as long as you are just using a good pen.
Okay, so don't use a cheap pen.
No. Use a nice pen, and then if you draw on it, it'll be good. Now, the pen is very important for all of these things. Now, the second thing is blue cheese.
Blue cheese. And you've brought some of the finest French blue cheese you could find.
Well, actually, no. Do not mislead the listeners.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
So I have with me American cheese.
It's yellow?
Yellow American cheese.
Yellow or orange? I can't tell in this light.
It's orange.
It's orange cheese. Like
that's okay. So you take it and you want to pretend it is blue and it has a little bit of mold on it. and you just draw right on
you
the
you draw the mold.
Just right on the cheese.
Okay.
And
okay.
That is, and then suddenly you have blue cheese and no one will know the difference.
No one does.
No, and it's delicious and you will impress all of your friends and they will think you are very French. And it is so lovely to go on a picnic.
Yes.
You can go on a picnic and you can bring your baguette.
Your baguette.
And your French cheese.
Yes.
And all of your friends will just, they will think you are the height of culture.
Now, what if you're friends with a Russian?
Well, you should not be friends with a Russian.
Do you have any Russian friends?
Oh, mon Dieu, no.
I'm sorry. Do you have any friends?
Of course.
Okay. Name one.
Jacques.
Jacques is your best friend.
Jacques, a very good friend of mine.
What does Jacques do?
He's a painter. he's a painter and he's a very smart singer.
Smart singer?
Singer. He sinks.
Sings.
He sinks.
He's a smart thinker.
He sinks.
Not a smart singer.
No.
Okay, I'm sorry. Now it looks like you have one more item.
I have one more item. Okay, so we all know the French eclairs. Yes,
they're delicious.
They're delicious, but it's very hard to find the ingredients in the United States.
Can't find bread. Can't find sugar.
You don't have the creme that is very necessary. But I found a very good shortcut. It is with your whipped dressing. I believe it's like a Miracle Whip.
Miracle Whip.
Yes.
Fantastic. So
now,
Miracle
if you
Whip.
Take the hot dogs, you will also notice that the hot dog buns also look like eclairs.
They do. Now, they do. They look like only like an eclair. Like, they don't look like anything else.
They're just like eclairs. Now,
yes.
So the important thing is that you want to impress your friends and that you want to make sure that they know that you are aware of the culinary histoire. That means history of France.
For the listener at home, not a lot of people know this, but like great food, France. Like it's the best food in
the world. It's actually where food came from.
All food comes from France, everybody.
Before
all good food.
Before France, there was technically not any food.
That's true. Now, there weren't any food.
The important thing. So what you can do is you just take the whipped dressing.
The whipped dressing, which is like a clear filling.
It is just like eclair filling, and then you put it in the hot dog bun, and you take your pen, and if you just color the outside, then it looks like there is chocolate.
Of course.
On the outside, and then you just take it, and you just take a bite. It's just like an eclair.
Delicious?
Oh.
Pretty delicious.
It's like I am in the fourth arrondissement of Paris or something.
Is your favorite movie Moulin Rouge?
Oh, mon Dieu, no.
Oh, that's my favorite.
It's Amélie.
Amélie's your favorite. That's,
of course.
That's a documentary, right? Amélie's a documentary?
Yes, it is.
About love? It's a documentary about love?
It's about love. It's about...
art?
Paris and sinking and love and eating eclairs.
I think
you all should try this. It's so delicious.
It looks delicious. I'm good.
Would you like a bite?
No, I'm good. People can find you on Twitter. You're great at tweeting about French culture. If you're going on a blind date, I highly recommend that you follow Dana on Twitter because sometimes you want to impress that that lovely man or woman.
And the best way to do it is with French culture.
With French culture. And
the height of culture, really.
This lady, just chock full of French culture, everybody. Remember to get your pen out this Bastille Day. Have an eclair on Dana.
Just color in all of your food. When in doubt, just color in your food.
Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the very Parisian, Ms. Dana Bell. Follow her on Twitter, @DanaCBell, everybody. Thank you, Dana.
not funny. Anyways, let's go. The song's called Doctor.
Yeah! Spirit.